Welcome to the Book Smarts Business Podcast, conversations with business expert authors to learn about the author, their expertise, and to help you find your next read. And now, here's your host, best-selling author and CEO of Influence Network Media, Jody Brandsetter.
Andrea, welcome to the Book Smarts Business Podcast. I'm excited to talk to you and to talk more about your chapter in People Fusion, but we need to know who you are first. So tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, I am so excited to be here and to talk about my book and all the wonderful things that you and your company have done for me and the other authors. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Fizz Enterprises. I'm known doing business as Find Your Fizz, and a former corporate executive. My expertise is in all things people, whether that means hiring, all the way to, you know, employee development, leaders, identifying future leaders, succession planning, helping organizations build the right culture to have happy employees and ultimately a successful organization. I did not grow up in the HR world. I had a lot of different areas, different verticals that I was a part of, and I loved the learning of all of that, and I was able to tie it a lot together. So marketing, advertising, sales, operations, product management, consulting, and then startup experience. This is the third startup that I've been a part of that I co-founded. I just started my third one. So never thought I'd do that 4 years ago when I left the corporate world.
Well, I love hearing the success after the corporate world, but I also love hearing about being a little bit more eclectic with your knowledge, mm-hmm. but then really honing it in on the people side of the business, because I think that really helps you understand the people in all these different departments, because each department is so different, how right. they work, how the people they hire, I'm sure, has some variety to it as well. So let's talk about People Fusion. So first, congratulations on becoming a Amazon best-selling author, 12 categories, which is just phenomenal. But my favorite is that you are a number one new release author of business and money, which is the biggest category that outside of all of the books and all of the Kindle section. So congratulations on that. So tell us a little bit about People Fusion, your chapter, maybe a little summary about it.
People Fusion was just, well, again, all about people. And I love the varieties of topics that all of the authors touched on. Mine was about, it's called Why Women. And it's a passion that I've had for a very long time. And I think it started with the fact that I'm a mother of four daughters. I happen to be female and I'm a mother of four daughters. So it's something that I've always wanted to do. I've always helped women. My business now is about helping women. And in doing that, you know, we're also helping organizations. So my chapter outlines the value that women bring to the workforce, as well as to the U.S. economy as a whole. It includes valuable information to help organizations learn how to build the best workplace for the future, which should include lots of women. And it's about attracting, promoting, and retaining women.
As a mom of a daughter, I can totally understand your passion, because I felt like I was a feminist before having my daughter. And then all of a sudden, my eyes were opened and I just saw the world in a different perspective with having this beautiful little girl that I want her to do whatever she wants to be. I want her to enjoy life to the fullest. And then all of a sudden, I started to understand some of those hurdles. If they weren't hurdles I faced, but maybe other people faced, I just started realizing I don't want those hurdles for my daughter. And you know, there's 51% of us women in this country. So yeah, the economy has a big piece to it. So walk through what you would say are a few things that a company can do to help attract and retain women that maybe they haven't thought about before.
Well, first off, they have to have an intentional program to do so. They have to understand, you know, what they're looking for, just whether we're talking males or females, right? And you know this more than anything else. So what I was thinking when I wrote the chapter was a late 30s, early 40s male exec who knows that his company needs to do something different. He knows their company is lacking the diversity that women bring. He knows they have value. He just doesn't know how to put a business case together to make the changes that need to be made. So, you know, helping him do that, and at the same time, you're helping everyone else. And you certainly know this from a recruiting perspective, those unintentional biases, you know, make sure your job descriptions don't have any of that stuff in there. And there's free resources that can help you with that. And I don't like the word quotas, but, you know, you've got to be thinking about, hey, we need a female candidate. We need of color. We need a male because we have too many darn females in this group. You know, you've got to be thinking about the diversity of whatever the group is. And it's also about that promoting. I put that in between the attracting and the retaining, because what is happening in so many companies, especially with what the pandemic did to the female population, senior leaders are leaving. Why would the younger women stick around if they don't see any opportunity for them? So they leave. If you're not promoting people, giving people a lot and bringing them into the leadership, that's the other problem. You can have, you know, a bunch of female, unfortunately, what is normally seen as a female role, a bunch of female admins. But if they're not seeing any growth for themselves, they're not seeing senior leadership that are female, and again, female of color, they're not seeing who they can be, right? And then different benefits about, you know, unfortunately, still women are the primary family caretakers, right? They're the ones doing all the work. And you know this. I know during COVID, you had to be doing a lot of stuff with your daughter, right? That you never had to do before. And so it's understanding that. It's understanding mental health issues and providing benefits for that. It's being able to share paid leave. And the really cool thing about a lot of these benefits is men want them too.
Yeah.
So everyone comes out ahead.
I mean, I think that's what people have to really think about, is that just because maybe we're talking about this in the female perspective, that does not mean that the male perspective doesn't want it. You know, right. If you are a single dad and you have primary responsibilities of your children, you're going to want these benefits too. So it really is, you know, one of those things when they talk about, if you know, help a woman, you're helping all. It's just, you know, a different perspective that maybe we haven't had based off of, you know, historical ways of doing things.
Yeah, definitely.
That's so interesting. I love talking about this kind of stuff because it is. It's one of those things where I always talk about the isms, right? Like sexism, racism, and, you know, ageism. And I really feel like if we can help one of the isms, it should help the other isms too, if we allow it to happen. Like, I think sometimes we get focused on one and not thinking about them all, but a lot of the same hurdles are being seen. It's just that we should celebrate when one ism gets it, because hopefully the other ism gets it too.
Yeah, definitely. Rarely do things happen in a vacuum. There's so many dependencies.
Yeah. Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about what your company does, like with helping with this. Do you go into businesses and kind of do an assessment to see where they're at? Or tell us a little bit about how you can help them with this.
Not yet. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to write a chapter in the book. My company at this point in time, and we started out coaching women 45 plus who are going through life transitions like empty nesting, job issues, health and wellness issues, divorce, all of those kinds of things. And then just like what happens with so many startups, we went too far. So I needed to niche it down. So what I'm focusing on now is women still 45 plus who want to figure out, they want to have a professional life that they love, they have a passion about, that they are happy about, and they want something different in this second phase of their life, whether that is, you know, staying in corporate, maybe going in a different vertical or an industry, or maybe it's adding a side hustle, or maybe it's entrepreneurship like what I have done, or it could be retirement. So I think at this point, all of this information that I can share helps women, whether it's my clients or any other woman in the workforce, understand how they can help themselves and advance themselves, as well as decision makers, obviously, as we talked about before, and HR professionals. My thought, and I think you're aware of this, is to do a course based on this information. And that's where I will get into organizations and really start spreading the word.
I think it's smart to focus on the person first, getting them to feel confident and understanding their options and what they can do and where they can move forward. Maybe even have the confidence to go into their corporate company and ask for some of these things.
Exactly.
And then, yes, then kind of add on, okay, now let me help the company with ensuring that they have these things that I know my clients want.
Right, right. And there's a lot, it's a very data-filled chapter, I will tell you that. And I thought that was important because, again, it's trying to help decision makers, or as you just said, you know, individual women build a business case. And show why, hey, I know we have a problem with retaining women. If you would do X, Y, Z, I think we could improve in that. And I'd like to help you do it.
I love it. Well, Andrea, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. I love talking about this topic. If others want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can do it through my website, findyourfizz.com. LinkedIn is Andrea Bjorkman, Find Your Fizz, or Andrea@findyourfizz is my email.
Wonderful. I will make sure we add those to the episode notes. Thank you so much for being a part of the Book Smarts Business Podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Book Smarts Business Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the show and share this episode with a friend. In the meantime, if you're interested in learning more about possibly becoming an author yourself, please visit overnightauthor.com for more information. Until next time.